We're doing Avat Chesed Machpet Chaim says. We're holding the first section in the fifth chapter, the sixth paragraph. V'da'od, and you should know furthermore. Du'adin inyan mechira, the same thing that we said, that one is supposed to help his fellow man when it comes to giving a loan. The same thing is true when it comes to selling. Gam ken itzricha Torah, k'sheyeli Yisrael d'var ma'alim kol. The Torah also obligates us when a person has something to sell. That a person has to give preference to his brethren to sell them the object. You're selling a used car. Your neighbor Chaim calls and says, I want to buy it. So before you offer it to other people, wait and see. Maybe he wants it. He wants it. Find out. The same thing is true when you have to purchase. You could buy at Pathmark. You could buy at a general supermarket, or you could go to your Jewish makolet. So the Torah says you should patronize your fellow men. Dichtiv, because the pasuk says, "Chitimkeru mimkar la'amitecha." When you make a sale to your fellow nation member, to your fellow national, okanomi adamitecha, or purchase from him. Ve'ita b'sifra. So the sifra says, "Im batalimko, if you've come to sell your object, imkol liYisrael chavercha." Preferably sell to the Jew, your friend. The same thing is true if you've come to purchase. Tikne mi Yisrael chavecha, purchase from him. Ufashut, uadinim tzich liskor eze davar limnachto. The same thing is true if you have to rent something out. Mutav sheyiskor mi Yisrael. It's better you rent it from your fellow man. Im atoelet mishneim shaveh. If you're going to get the same thing, you have to rent a car. The question is, are you going to go to Hertz or are you going to go to Chaim Moshe? If you're going to get the same deal from both of them, so then you should rent from Chaim Moshe. So this people sometimes say, well, it's only a Rashi. So here you see the Chafetz Chaim brings it la'alacha. Rashi says it on the Pasuk, but here you see the Chafetz Chaim brings it. Maybe we'll read the next halacha, simply because it goes hand in hand. And even if in Chaim Moshe's store you go to the makolet or you go to rent a boat from him, it's going to be slightly more expensive. Afilu hachi, nonetheless, mutav limkol Yisrael befachot. Or if you sell it to the regular used car lot, you'll get slightly more than if you sell it to Chaim Moshe. So nonetheless, it's better to sell it to Chaim Moshe at a slightly lower price. When you have to buy, it's better to patronize your fellow man, even if you'll have to pay slightly more in order to patronize him. Now, obviously, this is if you can afford it. If by buying by someone else, you're going to get a better deal and it's substantial. So, okay, that's legitimate.